Talk Live. Hour number two is here. You can call in about anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Going right into your phone calls. We talked to Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. A pleasure to talk with you again.
What's on your mind tonight, Jeremy?
Well, I was thinking about, you know, how the Pharaoh has been going after our children for a long time, and that's what we're dealing with, an extreme Pharaoh Satan-like society. And what they want to do is have our kids, your kids, my kids, everybody's kids, I'm a kid too, brainwashed by their filth. And they know...
Filth?
Filth, yes.
What are you referring to? I mean, when you say Pharaoh, Satan, brainwashing, filth, what are you getting at exactly?
Well, like the Illuminati's government, we want you to learn. They want you to learn their way. They want your kids to learn their way. They don't want you to learn our way, or like the natural way, or the freedom-loving, gun-toting liberty way. You know, or the farm, garden, planting, gun-toting hillbilly or whatever.
Woo! Yeah.
Well,
so you're getting...
I understand where Jeremy's coming from. The yeah. fact is that the government has taken over the schools.
Well, wait,
and those that believe in big government are jamming it down those of us that might want some freedom in our lives. They're going to jam that down our throats, and they get more and more momentum. And really, the head of the snake is the education system.
Well, now you're saying that this was some sort of Pharaoh Satan thing. You're talking about the people that are in charge of the government school system. The people that support the government schools are really agents for the devil. Is that what you're saying? Because I'm sure many of them would say they go to church too, and they love their religion.
But they also worship secret societies.
I don't know how many teachers are worshipers of secret societies. I think they probably just worship their jobs and the people that cut them the paychecks.
And the state.
The teachers union effectively does worship the state. I don't know if they meet in darkened rooms and hushed tones. I'm not sure about that.
Shriners worship. They take their bow at the altar of Allah, dude.
Shriners? You mean the little guys with the fez hats
and
that
the
drive
cars.
Around the cars?
They help the kids with the burns?
They help burn victims in their free hospitals? So I don't think there's anything wrong with the Shriners, dude.
Hey, they don't realize what they're doing, but they're part of the Masonic society. And I tell you about up here where I live. You guys know where I live, but I'm not going to broadcast it. But, where I live, man, if any of these so-called kid human resources come up on anybody that's trying to homeschool their kids up here, they'll probably, you know, won't fare so well.
They get a little bit of lead in their diet, so to speak?
No, it ain't going to happen, dog.
Thank you, Jeremy, for the call today. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
There was a story last week, I believe Glenn Beck brought it up. It was interesting because somebody called in and actually had a recording. Their daughter had gone to some talk that Al Gore had done.
At school?
Yeah, at some education group. And he was speaking to
college.
He's speaking to 10-year-olds.
Oh,
and he was telling the 10-year-olds basically that, well, most of your parents are pretty smart, but there's a lot of things they just don't get. In other words, you know, you need to listen to us.
Look to government for the answers.
Look to your school, your teachers, and look to us because your parents just don't get all this stuff. They just don't get it, and you need to keep an open mind.
Because politicians are so much more brilliant than your parents.
But some of this is going on in the educational system, too, now.
Some of what?
Well, statism, the way they're teaching about
a lot of statism.
Global warming and the glory of the state and all that stuff. That's part of the indoctrination process in the schools. And that's maybe why the kids don't know how to write or do math, because they're too busy indoctrinating
them.
On this homeschooling issue, I think that here's the fact. The fact is 20% of people graduate, and in some school, some public schools...
It's more. It's 50%.
Some areas, it's 40 or 50%. But 20% graduate from the government school system, a nationwide, functionally illiterate. Please shut up about the homeschoolers, because maybe there's 3% or 2% or 1% of homeschoolers that, you know, don't do that great of a job educating their kids.
And there's certainly a few that hide behind it to just pull their kids out of school and they don't educate them. There's a small, very small percentage that may be the case with. But
well, they don't educate them in the traditional sense. Maybe they want their girls to grow up being able to do laundry and have kids or whatever it is that they want. I mean, do I support that? No. But I mean, I don't support girls graduating from public school not being able to read either.
But I hate to see hardworking homeschooling parents have to go through all these new hoops they've got to jump through to meet all the regulations and all the resources it takes at the local level to have school administrators deal with all the homeschoolers in their area, too. So
new bureaucrats. Yay!
New bureaucrats they've got to hire. Exactly.
They would like
bureaucrats.
That's what they want. That's exactly what the teachers' unions want. They want more jobs for their people.
Well, you guys have made a bunch of really great points about the issue of homeschooling versus government schools and the benefits and the negatives. And you're all spot on. But when Jeremy brings in the Masons and the Shriners, then I think it goes off over into, I think it goes into La La Land. I mean, while there may
I'm not sure that the Masons or Shriners have anything to do with that. I mean, I think that the Masons, many Masons have done a great things for this country. The founding fathers were themselves Masons. I don't think it's bad.
Right. I think that there may be some. I mean, I think the Masonic order is a little weird. Yeah. Like, they've got these weird little worship rooms that I've been inside. I've seen what they are, and they're very creepy. But, you know, they're basically a bunch of old guys that have their little social club.
Got a secret handshake.
And within their social club, are there probably some power seekers?
Sure.
Probably, yeah. A lot of the people in the Masons are kind of the movers and the shakers in town. And so, of course, you're going to encounter some of the power seekers there. It's just the nature of things. Does that mean the entire organization is bad from top to bottom? I don't think so. Does it have anything whatsoever to do with government education? I don't know about that. It seems like there's no point in going to that point. I mean, you can talk about all kinds of things, of details, of concrete factual information about government schools versus private schooling versus homeschooling and freedom versus control. You can talk about all those things in very concrete, explicit terms and make some real progress, I think, with people. But as soon as you pull out the Mason card, you're off the deep end.
Right. I think the real issue is those who seek power over others unduly. That's really the issue.
Yes.
My grandfather was at least a 32nd degree Mason. He started an appliance store.
How many degrees are there?
What color is
33?
They're 33 degrees.
I believe that I think the highest level is 33.
They're
not going
to assassinate you for giving that information, are you?
Well, if they do, you know what happened to me.
I'm going to put over. Don't
no, but
you
my grandfather was very was in it for a long time. Very, very high up in it. One of the best human beings I know. And he started an appliance store down in Massachusetts in 1937. My uncle runs it now. My uncle says that people still talk about my grandfather. So,
the customers.
Yes, customers still come in, remember my grandfather, and just tell stories about him. He was one of the best people like a lot of us knew. And I don't know. Is he part of some evil conspiracy? I doubt it.
Seems really unlikely.
If there are power seekers in the Masons, maybe there are. Maybe you have to get to 33rd degree to get that before you go to the next compartment of the Illuminati. Who knows? I mean, people have said this stuff. I don't know. But the real issue is, you know, leave people alone. Let them live their lives. And you live your life and keep your life cleaned up. And don't worry about us. We'll take care of it ourselves.
That is kind of the issue, and that's the main overarching issue that covers everything that I think we talk about here, almost everything that we talk about on this show. And hopefully more people over time will come to understand that. And as more activists come here to New Hampshire, we obviously were talking about this major turnout earlier today in Concord from the homeschool supporters to essentially just shoot down this new legislation. As more people come here and we start having more activists available at any given time to come and do things like this, the turnouts will continue to increase. As a result of that, these politicians will be scared to death of continuing to bring forward, hopefully, legislation like this. Maybe some of them will lose their seats. Maybe some Free Staters or some Liberty activists here in New Hampshire will continue to get elected. We'll continue to see more growth in these areas. At the same time, we'll have some more civil disobedience going on, because I know more people are coming here that are also interested in that and other outside-the-system, non-cooperative-based methods of protest. We'll see some of that on the rise, and that hopefully will spur some more of political change, and hopefully both sides will be able to work with one another to advance us to a truly voluntary society where people really do honor their neighbor's choices and allow others to be free so they in turn can have their own freedom. It can happen, right?
Yes.
I think it is
it
happening.
It seems like a plan.
It's a better plan
than any other the liberties sort of organizations out there have.
We can always go build a C platform, Mark.
I'm not against the C platform.
800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. Free. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
So, here's a story that I promised last night we never got a chance to get to. Of course, your calls are primary. If you make them at 800-259-9231, this story from HoustonPress.com, where it was a little before 8 at night when the breaker went out at Emily Milburn's home in Galveston. She was busy preparing her children for school the next day, so she asked her 12-year-old daughter, Diamond, to pop outside and turn the switch back on. As Diamond headed toward the breaker, a blue van drove up and three men jumped out, rushing toward her. One of them grabbed her, saying, "You're a prostitute. You're coming with me." Diamond grabbed onto a tree and started screaming, "Daddy! Daddy! Daddy!" One of the men covered her mouth. Two of the men beat her about the face and throat. As it turned out, the three men were plain-clothed Galveston police officers who'd been called to the area regarding three white prostitutes soliciting a white man and a black drug dealer.
Plain clothes. I mean, it just looks like kidnappers, you know?
Sure does. Probably feels like being kidnapped as well.
Well, it is being kidnapped.
Yep. All this is according to a lawsuit filed in Galveston Federal Court by Milburn against the officers. The lawsuit alleges the officers thought Diamond, an African-American, was a hooker due to the tight shorts she was wearing, despite not fitting the racial description of any of the female suspects.
Right, it was white hookers is what they were talking about.
The police went to the wrong house, two blocks away from the reported illegal activity, according to the attorney. After the incident, Diamond was hospitalized and suffered black eyes as well as throat and eardrum injuries. 3 weeks later, according to the lawsuit, police went to Diamond's school, where she was an honor student, and arrested her for assaulting a public servant.
Well, sure, that's how they cover themselves.
A 12-year-old girl?
But they've got to cover it. They've got to cover themselves. That's how they do it.
They can't admit they were wrong.
No, absolutely not.
Griffin says the allegations stem from when Diamond fought back against the three men who were trying to take her from her home. The case went to trial, but the judge declared it a mistrial on the first day. The new trial is set for this month. "I think it'll be okay," says Griffin. "I don't think a jury will find a 12-year-old girl guilty who's just sitting outside her house. Any 12-year-old attacked by three men and told she's a prostitute is going to scream and yell for daddy and hit back and do whatever she can. She's scared to death."
Wonder what would happen if she'd been 30.
They probably would have really hurt her a lot more than they did.
And she would have gotten, assault on a law enforcement officer. You should have known better.
Those guys should go to jail.
You mean the cops should? Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Since the incident more than 2 years ago, Diamond regularly suffers nightmares in which police officers are raping and beating her and cutting off her fingers, according to the lawsuit. Griffin says she expects to enter mediation with the officers in early 2009. In order to resolve the suit. Apparently, there's an update to the story from the lawyer. Both the daughter and the father were arrested for assaulting a police officer. The father basically attacked police officers as they were trying to take the daughter into custody after she ran off. Also, the city has investigated the matter and found... Go ahead.
Police officers did nothing wrong.
They found that the conduct of the police officers was appropriate under the circumstances.
Yes, grabbing a 12-year-old black girl when they, for being a prostitute when they've been called for white prostitutes, adult white prostitutes. It's crazy.
Don't forget beating her as well. They also hurt the little girl. They said it's unfortunate, or the lawyer says it's unfortunate that sometimes police officers have to use force against people who are using force against them, and the evidence
will show
that...
She was holding onto a tree.
Both of the evidence will show that both these folks violated the law and forcefully resisted arrest. So
it was false arrest to begin with.
Yeah, of course you're absolutely right about that, but will that do anything to stop this from going on in the future? Of course not. The police will close ranks, they'll defend one another as they always do, and very little will come of this, most likely. They should feel lucky their daughter is still alive.
You know, I don't know that, I can see why the police made the mistake of, we're called for hookers. That looks like a hooker. Let's get her. I can see.
I guess you could say 12-year-olds don't look as young as they used to, but then again, 12 is still pretty damn young.
Right. But the problem is that they were called on hookers in the first place.
That is the problem. You're
the problem is that we shouldn't have police enforcing vice crimes at all, enforcing someone else's morality. This little girl got hurt because of these stinking prostitution laws, and these cops likely feel very bad about what they've done, even if they're defending themselves in court against this. And, this is really a no-win situation, and it's done so based on this silly notion that you can legislate morality.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. If you'd like to chime in and tell us how you feel about this. I mean, can anybody take the police side on this? It's awful what they have done here, even under the paradigm that prostitution is illegal, and it shouldn't be. It should be legal, and the police should leave people alone that want to engage in consensual activities with one another. But even under the paradigm where prostitution is illegal, this is outrageous. I mean, just the whole idea that men in plain clothes can come up, grab you, and attempt to throw you into a van, and if they tell you they're the police, you're just supposed to not fight back? You're just supposed to believe what it is that they say?
You know, I've told this many, many times, but it bears repeating because it's so important, is in prison, the convicts would do this too. They'd bang on the door, go, hey, it's the police, 5-0. Or, you know, like they'd pretend to be the police.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that this was essentially what they would do during home invasions and raids or whatever it was that they were doing. It's easy. It's an easy way to avoid, to slow somebody down for that second that it takes to get the drop on them with a gun. You know, if somebody's standing behind the door with a gun and you say police and they put the gun down and you've got a gun drawn when you come through, you can point the gun at them. You win.
Yeah, people just bending over and being obedient anytime anyone claims to be a police officer is a very dangerous precedent to be setting. It's a very dangerous thing. We continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Phil, listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, great. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I was listening to you all talk about this story out of Houston, was it? About the cops basically coming through in plain clothes and beating a 12-year-old. Saying, hey, you're a prostitute.
Yep.
Now, I do find that amazing and kind of scary, especially when you have overactive cops. And it's funny because used to live in D.C., the problem we had was underactive cops. But I do think it's bad because it does cast bad light on those police officers who are, you know, trying to do a decent job of protecting the public from, you know, real criminals, killers, rapists, and so forth.
I agree.
But I find it amazing because a lot of this is you can blame on a lot of these stupid little laws they have that completely outlaw prostitution, drugs, so forth, that really are a waste of police resources.
I mean, absolutely. Waste.
And not only that, but, you know, then again, I think they also should be leaning in a lot of the traffic laws they go for.
Well, that's all about revenue generation, and this other stuff is about morality. But either way, you're right. The cops should be out there instead of going after potheads and prostitutes and people that don't stop at stop signs. They should be going after real dangerous criminals. I think you're spot on, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Stop wasting your time with everything you are trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you'll be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free numbers are 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features, and so you can enjoy them on us, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you. Listen free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. We continue here with your calls, but a quick update. I continued to look into the story of Diamond Milburn, the young girl, 12 years old, who was charged with assaulting police officers as they attempted to arrest her in her front yard on prostitution charges after they were called to the area to investigate white prostitutes soliciting black males. This young 12-year-old was a black female, but yet that didn't stop three cops from piling out of an unmarked van and claiming they were the police.
Plainclothes cops.
Well, the cops claimed they were wearing shirts that said police on the back of them, but again, I don't care.
She was looking at the front of them.
Yeah, I don't really care. The whole idea that people should just be obedient because some guy flashes a badge and claims to be the police.
Or has a T-shirt. I mean, it's one thing. This is one of the reasons that you have police in uniforms. You have these trappings with the funny hat and the little badge and all that stuff is so that people, it's easy to identify them.
Right.
And it's harder to counterfeit that. When you have some guy in a T-shirt with combat boots and camo pants tucked into them, anybody can do that. I can go do that tomorrow at the Army Navy store. Anybody can do that. If I wanted to go out and rob somebody, then it seems like that's a pretty good uniform to use because that person would be less likely to come after me because they know that the machinations of the state would be after them if they make a mistake.
Absolutely. So according to the story here, they have called a second mistrial in Diamond's case because, again, the cops charged her. They came to her middle school. Can you imagine seeing this happen as you're in middle school, watching the police come in and arrest one of your classmates? I mean, that's just got to be mind-boggling. You know, she didn't do anything. She resisted arrest because, well, she thought she was being kidnapped by people. She was screaming out for her father while they were trying to drag her into this van, and they attacked her during all of this. They hurt her. She's a little 12-year-old girl harmed by these big thug police officers, and nothing is happening to the cops. The internal investigation said that everything's fine. They were by the book, no problems whatsoever. It's this little girl that has to defend her freedom. The cops don't have to defend anything.
See, well, you know, I'm not, as far as the case goes, it's obviously crazy, but I don't know as though I blame the police officers in this one. I blame the laws that exist.
They're following bad laws.
They are absolutely following bad laws, but I mean, you're asking a police officer not to follow the law? I mean, it's a difficult direction to go.
I would ask them to stop following bad laws, yes, as they should have stopped in Nazi Germany.
Yes, I agree with you. And, you know, it's in a SWAT team setup. You have several police officers. What are they going to do? Conspire with each other to not obey the law? Like, you know, you're just saying quit. You just quit your job.
I'm just saying stop enforcing bad laws. That's all.
It's a bad law. Absolutely a bad law. But I don't know what else could be done. Obviously, these guys made a mistake. I don't think that they need to go to prison for a mistake.
But they should pay some restitution, but they're not going to have to pay anything.
Well, they're doing what the law, the town, the state or whatever was requiring of them. So shouldn't the state have to pay restitution? Unfortunately,
shouldn't the state require some real investigation? I mean, isn't investigating their crimes that
they're
looking
for? How are they going to investigate? I mean, they're going to investigate by bringing the prostitutes in. This prostitute was hanging onto a tree and wouldn't come.
You don't bring a prostitute in who has not performed the act of prostitution. A little girl walking in front of her house wearing short shorts is not an act of prostitution. Sorry.
Okay.
Piling out of the van, grabbing her and throwing her in a van, that's kidnapping. I don't care if you're saying it's your job. You've kidnapped somebody, and they should be brought up on criminal charges as a result of that. Because you need to have some evidence. I mean, again, I'm not in favor of the prostitution laws, but they had nothing.
You're right.
And a lot of children are abducted with the same tactics.
Sure they are. Well, I mean, even if they're not claiming to be the police.
They're claiming to be somebody in authority.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, here's what happened. After 8 hours of deliberation, a jury of 3 men and 3 women told the judge in the case they were hopelessly deadlocked in the charges in the case against Diamond Milburn, who's now 15.
Somebody was believing that this girl had done something wrong?
Apparently.
God.
The judge declared a mistrial in the case, and based on discussions with jurors, the state probably will not prosecute the case again. So apparently at least some people on the jury had a tough time believing that a 12-year-old should be convicted for resisting 3 plainclothes cops who jumped out of a van and tried to take her. Let's go to your calls. Talk to Bill in Texas. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Great show. This is just amazing to me. And what does this say to parents who teach their children if something like that happens, if somebody is trying to attack them or trying to abduct them to fight back and to protect themselves?
Right. Apparently, you should only fight back if the guy doesn't claim to be the cops.
Exactly.
Isn't this frightening? I mean, this must be really bewildering for parents to listen to. I mean, Mark, as somebody who, you've got a young male that will be an older male at some point in the future, but can you imagine yourself as a father of a daughter? And how do you teach your kids to deal with this kind of situation? What do you say to them? How do you handle this as a parent?
I don't know.
Wayne, I mean, you've got some youngsters that are around the 10-ish age range. What do you say to something like this?
Well, we try to teach them that if somebody comes up to them and you don't know them, they don't know them, that they should not go with them under any circumstances. And I actually teach them how to make themselves heavy so they can't be carried away, mm-hmm. and how to slip out of people when they grab them and things like that. And my kids are pretty spirited, you might say.
So would you say that it better to err on the side of breaking the hell away from these people, whoever they happen to be?
I don't think anything wrong.
Good. Because that seems to be the right thing to do, is to just teach your kids that it doesn't matter if they claim to be officer friendly, get the hell away from them and get to safety. That person is not necessarily safe. If they end up getting charged, well, that's the price. You'll cross that bridge when you come to it, right?
At least you're safe.
Well, yeah, that obviously makes them a criminal then for trying to protect themselves.
That's apparently what's happening, and apparently
the parents can be charged as well if they're trying to protect their children.
Yep, that's absolutely the case.
There are a lot more cases of children being abducted by bad people than there are in this case. So it's perfectly logical that if a child resisted, especially plainclothes officers, that they would logically and justifiably think that these people were trying to abduct them and take them away and do bad things to them.
How sad, though, that the entire jury did not agree on this, that the entire jury didn't just throw this case out on its ass. It's a shame. Should've Any other been. Thoughts, Bill?
No, that'll do it. Thanks
for the call, dude. Let's talk to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Howdy.
What's up,
I taught my kid how to shove their thumb right in the eyeball of anybody trying to grab them or bite their Adam's apple out or something like that. I told them to do anything they could to get away from the...
Yep, that's good advice.
The St. Valentine's Day Massacre, perfect example about all this prohibition stuff of the cops... Anybody just listens to the cops. The cops do whatever they want. Then people like counterfeit the cops, like Mark was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is all about this prohibition stuff, you know. And that's what I call California's getting ready to release 60,000 prisoners.
I think they should be all potheads.
Because this thing that they're doing to Michael Phelps and the people that was around him, I think this is ridiculous. I think if you got any kind of good blood in you, Christian blood, whatever you want to call it, anything that you call good in your heart and soul, we should all be standing up and protesting what they're doing to Michael Phelps.
Absolutely. In fact, I know if you want to do that,
release the people arrested on marijuana.
I'm with you, dude. If you want to do something about the Michael Phelps thing, I know the guys over the Marijuana Policy Project are starting up a boycott of Kellogg's. You can go to mpp.org to probably learn more about that. Thanks for the call tonight. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. Sexting. Those teams are at it again. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer. And they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and FTL will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. So, you know, there's this story that just keeps repeating itself. Yeah, the location changes and the names are different every time, but this is getting to the point where we're just going to have to stop reporting on it. It's happening so often. It's becoming an almost an epidemic of problems. I mean, we've got a problem here where we get so many police abuse stories on this show at the email address that's out there for show prep submissions.
Yeah.
There are so many police abuse stories that come in. We could spend one show per week just doing all police abuse stories. I mean, we just have so much of it. It looks like this sexting phenomenon, this arresting children for having pictures of themselves naked, this is becoming a real problem. A lot of young people are involved in this, and more of them are getting caught and being charged with child pornography. It's happened again. This time, the story is from WBZ in the Boston area, Falmouth specifically, where a group of boys on the Cape has been caught sexting, that is, sending naked pictures via text message. The naked picture in this case was of a 13-year-old girl. Now, six Falmouth boys, ages 12 to 14, may face child pornography charges. Authorities say a student at the Lawrence School took a nude picture of his 13-year-old girlfriend and then sent that picture to a group of his friends. School officials somehow discovered what was happening. The principal immediately called the police and confiscated the boys' cell phones. He couldn't have just had a little meeting with the parents and maybe had a chat with them and kind of moved on from there? He couldn't have just done it quietly and taken care of things? No, he had to call in the cops. This is a crime. We can't have this going on around here. We need, these boys need to spend hard time in the clink.
Crazy.
Child pornography charges.
Hard time in the clink and have be a sex offender for the rest of their lives.
Right. For something they did when they were 12. As though what you
and that nobody got hurt from.
Right. As though the person you were when you were 12 is somehow in any way related to the person you are today. Please. There's more to the story. Police issued a summons on January 29th with charges for possessing and distributing material of a child in a sexual act. Well, now, wait a minute.
That's not a sexual act.
What was the sexual act? Doesn't say that.
Being naked is a sexual act, apparently.
Apparently it is. To these cops, that sexuality is nudity, and I disagree vehemently with that. Once they're in court, it will then be determined if they are formally charged. So apparently this is some sort of like a complaint, basically. It's not exactly a charge. You have to go and answer the complaint or something like that. It's very strange. I don't know how this legal system works. But Falmouth superintendent of the schools told WBZ they're taking the charges very seriously. Administrators at the police officer Clifford Harris visited each classroom at the school Wednesday to discuss the situation. In Massachusetts, anyone found guilty of child pornography must register as a sex offender. According to the story, Officer Harris told WBZ, "The law is very serious. It's pretty laid out as far as possession and dissemination of child pornography. Under 18, a child can't consent." But she did. So isn't it interesting? They say that she can't, but she did.
Then how can they consent to distribute it? I mean, if they can't consent to take their clothes off, these were also boys under the age, they can't consent to distribute it then either.
According to a national survey released in December, 20% of teens between the ages of 13 and 19 have sent or posted nude or semi-nude pictures and video of themselves. The results are based on an online survey of 653 teenagers last year. The police officer says, "As a kid, I probably wouldn't have thought about the ramifications of my actions, but we live in a different day and age."
Right. Now we have to treat kids
like
differently,
adults.
Like adults, but like children, but like adults, but like children.
It's so
weird,
confusing.
Weird thing.
Right, because there is a significant sector of society that wants to believe that children should be children as long as possible.
They won't let them have jobs.
Right, they won't let them become mature adults on their own, their own trajectory that they may decide or choose for themselves. They may decide that at age 13 they're ready to go into some sort of job, some position where they can get some working experience. But the law says no. They may decide that they're ready to try certain things that adults may be able to try, like cigarettes or alcohol. But the law says no. Now, of course, they go and they do those things anyway. So it's very, you're right, Mark. I mean, on one hand, the legal system says we want you to be childlike as long as possible. But however, if you do anything that resembles being an adult, we will charge you as though you're an adult. So you better act like a child 100%, because if you do anything like take a nude picture of yourself, smoke a cigarette, or drink a little bit of beer on the weekend, you're going to be hurting for the rest of your life. And they can look at these kids, and even this cop with the hubris to say, "Oh, when I was younger, we wouldn't think about these things. But now times have changed. Times are different." Kids need to be aware that every single thing they do could land them in a jail cell or possibly on a child or on a sex offender list as a child pornographer for the rest of their lives. All children should have that hanging over their head when they're alone together and deciding whether or not to take pictures of one another.
Yep. I mean, I can tell you, if a 13-year-old boy at my school managed to get a naked picture of his girlfriend, it sure would have been passed around.
Oh, yeah.
So we would have thought about doing this sort of thing, absolutely. Now, it wouldn't have been sent from one cell phone to the next because there weren't any.
Right.
But
the printout, if there's like a printout or something like that, or an actual
printout?
Photo, developed photo, I guess you wouldn't have printouts back then either.
Well, there was no internet back then either. When I was a kid, we didn't have the internet, so the technology wasn't there to do a lot of these things that they do now. But at 12 years old, I'm not convinced that a kid is probably a good idea for a kid to be doing that. I'm wondering where his parents were in this whole equation.
Well, I mean, parents aren't always around. I mean, if you've got two kids that want to be together, Wayne, they're going to figure out ways to do it, whether it's male, female, or two males or two females. If they've decided they want to go and whether it's hang out or experiment sexually or smoke marijuana or smoke a cigarette behind a tree somewhere, you know, one kid's going to get out, the other kid's going to get out, they're going to meet somewhere in the forest, and if what they're into is taking pictures of one another, then they're going to do that stuff, and there's no way that the parents can be around the entire time.
You know, my son just turned 13, and the last thing wants to think about is girls. There's an age where they start to like girls, but there's also an age just before that where they're repulsed by them.
That's true.
So, you know,
apparently, though, Wayne, as long as that age is not, as long as the age where they start liking girls is above 18, they'll be okay. Because if it's anything lower than that, they are risking child porn.
They might be repulsed by girls, but they're still going to look at pictures, naked pictures of them.
If they're around, yeah.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely.
Yeah. I can vaguely recall a few things like that when I was a teenager.
I found my dad's Playboys or something like that when I was younger, and I can't tell you what age or anything like that, but I managed to find these things, and, you know, they're much tamer than the stuff that you can find on the internet now. I mean, the girls probably should consider grooming, but, you know, this was, it was the 70s.
Oh, you know, I remember when I was a kid, this was a decade earlier, I was at a barbershop with my father and my grandfather. Let me go to this one barbershop, and I would always go into the Playboy books and start looking at them, because I found my grandfather's Playboy books, and I thought they were pretty cool, and I was pretty intrigued with the female anatomy. And they'd always say, no, put those away. But I was always
into them. You couldn't get in trouble for that. I mean, if that happened today, and they found you with some porn of some older women, you know, in their 20s, and you're 12 or 13, you're looking at a Playboy, you might get in trouble for that. There may be some sort of referral. If you get caught at school with a Playboy in your backpack, you may get sent to the principal's office. But nobody at this point is going to call the police in, and you won't be charged with a sex offense as a result of that. So that's still okay. That's just a thing that kids do because they've always done it. And so people who are of your age, Wayne, can relate to that, I suppose. But, oh, my gosh, if you've got a picture of somebody under the age of 18, now, even though that's also what kids do today, apparently this is a huge phenomenon, this sexting phenomenon. So now what is now the norm among young people, or relatively normal, is now also one of the most hated crimes that someone could possibly commit. I mean, I understand that it's not real child. I think everybody kind of understands this isn't real child pornography. This 13-year-old girl was not forced into this situation. It probably wasn't even a sexual situation, but if it were, she consented to it. So it's, you know, it's not even real, like, bad kinds of the kind of child porn they try to tell you that is out there.
Right. This wasn't the kind of child porn that this legislation was passed in order to prevent.
That's but right.
It's not stopping them from going after the law of unintended consequences. It's not stopping them from destroying the lives of countless young people. We have read at least two or three stories just like this one in the first 2 months of this year alone. These are happening more and more frequently now, and as more young people get cell phones and they have their girlfriends and boyfriends taking their clothes off, more of this stuff is going to happen. And I just wonder, when's it going to stop? Is it going to stop? How many people's lives need to be ruined? Is somebody spending a year in juvie really going to help them with this situation? Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.